Previously known simply as Beyoncé, was just a wide-eyed little girl with big dreams and an abundance of ambition and talent. This is the story of how that girl, Beyoncé Giselle Knowles, became one of the wealthiest, most significant power players in show business, a recording artist who has to date won 19 Grammy Awards and sold 60 million records as the lead singer of Destiny's Child, and more than 190 million more as a solo artist. She once described herself as just a country girl from Houston. What does it take, then, for someone from humble beginnings to become one of the most powerful artists in the world? After all, not just anyone can step into the spotlight and become Beyoncé. It takes more than just talent. Through the years, she's been carefully packaged, marketed, groomed, and promoted, spending most of her life, from childhood through her teenage years and into womanhood, nurturing and projecting a very precise image of herself to the public. Her fascination with image is nothing new. It's as old as show business itself. Her critics have charged her with being a manufactured product, as if anything less could ever be successful in a competitive entertainment industry, as if she doesn't have the talent necessary to back up her marketing campaign. In truth, she manages her career on the one hand and her personal life on the other, with a calculating, decisive will. What the public will know and what will be off-limits is really just classic public relations strategy and, to a certain extent, marketing. They call it branding these days. Some are good at it, and some are great. Certainly, Beyoncé falls into the latter category. While Beyoncé is engaging in interviews, she is not known for her candor. Many a reporter has been frustrated trying to extract just a hint of something personal from her. That wasn't always the case. When I interviewed Destiny's Child back in 1999, all four girls, at that time Beyoncé, Kelly Rowland, Latavia Roberson, and Latoya Luckett, were forthcoming. Back then, they had more limited lives. There wasn't much for them to conceal. Since that time, Beyoncé the woman and Beyoncé the brand have become more calibrated to suit an ongoing marketing plan. Since 2002, she has rarely, if ever, discussed her personal life in much detail. It was actually a good decision. By doing so, she forced the public to evaluate her not by her private life, but by her work, her art. This mandate would make writing the first ever in-depth biography about her difficult. There was no roadmap to follow, no other valid research to help construct a reliable narrative about her life. However, as happens with books of this nature, one interview with a very good source generated another with someone else well-placed, and another and another, until finally not only did the timeline begin to emerge, but so did the story you'll read in the following pages. I found that there is much more to the story of Beyoncé than talent and branding, and a lot of it has to do with the influence of outspoken, independent females who surrounded her in her formative years. Assertive women with names like Deborah Ledee, Denise Seals, and Andretta Tillman. Powerful matriarchal figureheads who inspired Beyoncé to greatness. You will meet these formidable women in these pages for the first time. Along with Beyoncé's mother, Tina Knowles, they helped motivate Beyoncé to become the dominant force of nature she is today. You will be surprised by many elements of this book, not the least of which is the extreme sacrifice Beyoncé's parents, Matthew and Tina, made to help their daughter's dreams come true. At one point, they couldn't even pay their tab at Blockbuster Video rental. Yet they continued pouring money into their daughter's career. In the end, though, this is the story of the long road traveled by a talent show contestant, pageant winner, and girl group singer as she evolved into the vocalist, actress, pop star, businesswoman, wife, and mother she is today. More than that, it is also the story of a darker side that is, unfortunately, often the price of great success. The path to converting Beyoncé the woman into Beyoncé the brand was for many people in her life, her father, her mother, her sister, her managers, and her singing partners, as treacherous as it was profitable. She too would experience as much pain and heartache as she did glory on the long, twisting road to becoming Beyoncé. J. Randy Taraborelli, Summer 2015. Prologue, A New Dawning.